It's good to see you.
It's good to see all of you too.
All right, we'll start in just a minute. We're, I think, a minute away.
Well, I survived the earthquake in the Bay Area, right, where the freeway fell.
Oh, yeah, the Loma Prieta.
Yep, yep. Luckily, the World Series was happening and almost nobody was on the street. But that was the day I figured these buildings are too high in an earthquake. They're way too tall. I need to move somewhere else.
Is that where you got the idea of we should placard the buildings? That was brilliant. Good job, Commissioner.
You won't be able to ever pin that on me.
No, but I'm sure as hell going to try. All right, well, let's get going here. I think we got everybody, or we've got a critical mass. Carla, good afternoon. This is the Wednesday, July 15th afternoon session of the Portland City Council. For the record, Commissioner Fritz is absent on council business this afternoon. She is attending the League of Oregon Cities as our representative, and so she has been previously excused from this afternoon's festivities. Other than that, Carla, please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Here.
Udaly?
Here.
Fritz Wheeler?
And I am here under, where is it? Here it is. Under Portland City Code and state law, the City Council is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the council are attending remotely by video and teleconference, and the city has made several avenues available for the public to listen to the audio broadcast of this meeting. The meeting is available to the public on the city's YouTube channel, eGovPDX, www.portlandoregon.gov/video, and channel 30. The public can also provide written testimony to the council by emailing the council clerk at cctestimony@portlandoregon.gov. The council is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote physical distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. And with that, we'll hear from legal counsel on the rules of order and decorum.
Thank you, Mayor. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. The published council agenda at portlandoregon.gov/auditor contains information about how and when you may sign up for testimony while the city council is holding electronic meetings. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When your time is up, the presiding officer will ask you to conclude. Disruptive conduct such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being placed on hold or ejected from the remainder of the electronic meeting. Finally, please remember that council is being recorded. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty proposed a new rule that anybody who violates the council rules has to read the rules of order and decorum at the next council session. So let that be a fair warning to everyone. We had a little bit of unfinished business from this morning's session, and we have Matt Scheibold here. So if people will give us some forbearance, we'll do items 573 and 574 before we get to the afternoon agenda. This will not take long. 573 and 574, please, Carla. Mm-hmm.
Amend evaluation of applicants for dwelling units to make technical clarifications, and 574, amend security deposits, prepaid rent to make technical clarifications.
Thank you. Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to be turning this over to Matthew Scheibold, Policy and Planning Manager at the Portland Housing Bureau, to present a brief overview of the changes and answer any questions council may have. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. For the record, Matthew Scheibold with the Portland Housing Bureau, and I know we are running a little bit behind schedule, so just to kind of give a quick summary, as council will recall, last summer the FAIR ordinances were adopted, and the Housing Bureau was given administrative rulemaking authority. In the fall, we began our rulemaking process, where we sought to clarify any aspects of the code where members of the landlord industry or renter community were seeking additional clarity while maintaining the policy intent established in the FAIR ordinances last summer. The Bureau published permanent rules at the end of January of this year to go into effect on March 1st when the FAIR ordinances were implemented. And through that process, there were a number of questions and clarifications that were requested by industry and community that upon consultation with the city attorney's office, it was determined that they would be best made in the code itself rather than trying to create a complex administrative rule that kind of refocused the code language. So given that we've already been pushed to the afternoon, I am happy to go through the two ordinances section by section and talk about each of the code changes, or I'm happy to simply answer questions if there are any at the discretion of council.
Commissioner Hardesty, did you have a question? You look like you're about to.
Thank you, Mayor. I would just say that I don't think it's necessary to go through it item by item, but if you could give us succinctly what are the how will the changes impact the viability of the program?
They're all technical in nature, so it won't impact the viability one way or another. It's simply aligning some language that between city code and state statute in a more appropriate way, and then swapping out some words that were confusing to stakeholders, like processing applications versus accepting applications. But it's purely technical in nature.
I believe you. Thank you. That's all I had.
Very good. Thank you, Matt. Carla, is there any public testimony on 573 or 74?
No one had registered, Mayor.
Okay, very good. And Matt, as I understand this, haven't gone through it. It was, you know, these are all technical true-ups, correct?
That's
so
correct.
We're basically bringing our codes into alignment.
That's correct, with state statute and clarifying some terms.
All right, very good. 573 is a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. 574, likewise, is a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. And Commissioner Udaly, thank you for your flexibility in terms of moving these to the afternoon. And Matt, thanks for hanging around. We know you have to go. But thank you very much for sticking around so we could finish that business.
Of course.
Very good. And next up is... Carla, if you could read items 577 through 585, 577 to 585.
Sorry, Carla.
Thank you. 577, rename a portion of North Lombard Street to North Columbia Boulevard between North Burgard Road and North Kelly Point Park Road to improve wayfinding in the Columbia Lombard Corridor. 578, rename North Burgard Road to North Lombard Street to improve wayfinding in the Columbia-Lombard Corridor. 579, rename a portion of North Columbia Boulevard to North Johns Wood Drive from west of North Oswego Avenue to east of North Buchanan Avenue to improve wayfinding in the Columbia-Lombard Corridor. 580, rename Northeast Lombard Place to Northeast Lombard Court to improve wayfinding in the Columbia-Lombard Corridor. 581, rename Northeast Portland Highway to Northeast Lombard Street to improve wayfinding in the Columbia Lombard Corridor. 582, rename North Columbia Parkway to Northeast Columbia Boulevard to improve wayfinding in the Columbia Lombard Corridor. 583, rename a portion of Northeast Columbia Boulevard to Northeast Columbia Court between Northeast Columbia Parkway and Northeast 92nd Drive to improve wayfinding in the Columbia-Lombard corridor. 584, rename a portion of Northeast Columbia Boulevard to Northeast 92nd Drive between Northeast 92nd Drive and Northeast Killingsworth Street to improve wayfinding in the Columbia-Lombard corridor. And 585, rename a portion of Northeast Killingsworth Street to Northeast Lombard Street from east of Northeast Cooley Boulevard to east of Interstate 205 to improve wayfinding in the Columbia-Lombard corridor.
Thank you, Carla. Well, that's all we have time for today, folks. Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. And once again, my apologies, Carla. I'm sure there's a good reason why we had to present these all individually. While I hope to bring forward some much more exciting street name changes at some point in the future, today we are introducing these ordinances to standardize street names in the Columbia-Lombard corridor in North and Northeast Portland to improve wayfinding. And here to present on the project are Andrew Abbey and Zeph Wagner from PBOT.
Thank you, Commissioner Udaly. I'm going to let Zeph Wagner go ahead and load up the presentation, and he will also start by sharing with you how this project got started. Thank you.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Thanks for having us today. Are you able to see the presentation there?
Yeah, it looks really good, Zeph. Thanks.
Great. So I'm Zeph Wagner. I'm a transportation planner at the Bureau of Transportation. And this has been about a two-year process of responding to years and years of complaints from neighborhoods, businesses, community organizations, trade organizations in the Columbia corridor about a confusing street system that creates wayfinding difficulties. People don't always know which street they're on, if they're trying to call about any sort of issues that they're having. And just one of those consistent problems for many years that we decided we'd like to respond to, because we've been doing some corridor planning work in the area, more focused on capital projects, and we kept hearing about this. And so we felt like it was important to respond to it. And I think Commissioner Udaly, teed us up well that what we're aiming for here is not a very exciting street renaming. These are just sort of common sense street renaming proposals. And I'll let Andrew talk about sort of how we've developed this.
So this first slide just gives you an overview of the street renamings in the Columbia-Lombard corridor. You can see this is a very large area stretching from Interstate 205 on the east and Kelly Point Park on the west. The orange line that you see there is the Columbia corridor to the north, and then the blue line to the south is the Lombard corridor to the south. Lombard Street also carries the distinction of being the U.S. Highway 30 bypass, and ODOT has an interest in Lombard for that reason. And so that's why what we wanted to do is to standardize street renaming both for Columbia and Lombard so they'd have a uniform street name throughout the entire corridor, and in particular, Lombard Street would be a uniform name for the U.S. 30 bypass.
Just to put it a little more clearly or a little more succinctly, Lombard, what this blue line on the map here currently changes name four times. All is where you're just driving straight on a single road. You're not turning, and it changes name four times. And Columbia Boulevard on here changes its name three times. So that's something we like to avoid in the city. Portland is better than most cities, I would say, at avoiding that. We have streets that are long and straight and stay the same name, and we want to continue that spirit in this area. So I'm going to go through just some of the specific locations and the folks that we engaged with to sort of run these ideas past them. Up in the Rivergate area in St. John's, this can be a very confusing section. Lombard, which goes through St. John's and is the main street, people are very familiar with that, changes to Burgard Road just past Pier Park and only runs for about a mile before hitting Columbia Boulevard. And then it turns at a T intersection and becomes Lombard again. So it's Lombard, then Burgard, then Lombard. And if you're driving on Columbia Boulevard here and you're just driving straight, it mysteriously becomes Lombard for another mile or two up to Kelly Point Park. So with this change, we would be changing Burgard on this map to Lombard, and we'd be changing Lombard here to Columbia Boulevard. And it would be a much more intuitive system. And we wouldn't need this sign anymore that kind of points in opposite directions and when it's the same road. And we reached out to a lot of the industrial property owners and businesses out here, the Freight Committee, the Port, neighborhood associations, and just generally speaking, the message we got from people was nodding heads. This is kind of a no-brainer, seen as a no-brainer by a lot of people, and something that they've been wishing would be addressed for a long time, but never quite seemed to rise up in importance. So we're glad to propose taking care of this. As I was doing outreach related to the rest of the renamings that we're proposing today, I went to the St. John's Neighborhood Association, and a number of residents brought this issue up of a section of Columbia Boulevard that's essentially a frontage road up a hill and behind a line of trees from what we think of as Columbia Boulevard, five-lane arterial road. There's this quiet residential street that's not really visible very much from the main road. You can see the photo there. And people on this street have said that delivery drivers have a very hard time finding them. They'll get packages sent back because the driver of the truck can't find their home. It's not really obvious from the main part of Columbia Boulevard how to get up into this neighborhood. And so people had a lot of concerns about that, would rather have something that indicated a local street. So we're proposing to rename this to Johnswood Drive, which is what the same street is called just west of here. So it should be, it should indicate to people more of this tree-lined, quiet residential street.
This is a little bit further to the east. Lombard Place is an industrial street as the main connection between Lombard Street and Columbia Boulevard. We use places to designate secondary north-south streets, and we use Court to designate secondary east-west street. So this is just really just a technical change to change Place to Court to be in alignment with city code that says it has a geographic orientation for Place and Court. I would also just point out that the street network in this area is pretty confusing. And while this street renaming doesn't address it, we are looking at capital improvement options in this area. And by doing the street renaming now, we'll have the name squared away before we start a future project in the area, should we in fact do that.
This is a little farther east from there, Northeast 42nd Avenue Bridge over Lombard. This is a really nice one to address because, again, Lombard just becomes Portland Highway when you cross under the 42nd Avenue Bridge, and then it becomes Killingsworth Street just a mile later. So there's this odd remnant portion of Portland Highway. And from what we can tell, the only reason this exists is because 42nd Avenue used to be the city boundary before the 1980s. So in the annexation of the 1980s, when Cully was brought into the city, this was never taken care of. You know, arguably part of that annexation, you know, it would have been nice for that to include the renaming. So we're really trying to address that. And we've heard from a lot of these neighborhood associations and groups that this can be really confusing because nearly everybody thinks of this section as being Lombard. And I've seen news reports where they if there's a crash on this section, the news will refer to it as Lombard. And we wouldn't want a situation where if somebody's driving down what they think is Lombard and they see a crash or something and they want to call an ambulance, we wouldn't want them to report the wrong location because of how they're thinking of it in their head. And so, and also we're not sure we want to call it a highway. you know, it's a street for the whole rest of the section, and it would, we think it would be more appropriate to keep it Lombard Street. And then this is the other end of Portland Highway in the heart of the Cully area, where if you're just driving straight on Portland Highway, it just becomes Killingsworth Street at this T intersection. But then there's another section of Killingsworth that's smaller, more of a neighborhood collector street. This triangular area between Cully, Portland Highway, and Killingsworth is the Living Cully Plaza that you're probably familiar with. The Las Adelitas affordable housing development from Hacienda CDC is going to be constructed there. And we've done some outreach with Living Cully, and they liked this idea of differentiating the ODOT-owned State Highway 30 bypass from the neighborhood street that really serves the Cully neighborhood and would be the front door of that building. So in our proposal, both Portland Highway and Killingsworth, the highway portion, the five-lane portion, would become Lombard. But the narrower neighborhood collector portion of Killingsworth would remain Killingsworth. That would just help people kind of with their mental mapping of the area. Andrew's going to talk about this part.
So the next slide just shows an area where we completed a couple of major capital projects in the last 15 years. So the two big projects that we did in this area were the East End Connector Project, which is kind of that diagonal dash blue line that you see there on the map, which it used to be the Columbia Boulevard cross railroad tracks to connect to the freeway. And we changed that so now it goes underneath the railroad overcrossing. And then about 10 years ago, we completed a local improvement district, which 92nd Drive used to be a dead end street. And then we punched it through up to Alderwood Road to connect to Cascade Station in that area. But similar to what Zeph was talking about with the annexation further to the west, the street names really didn't keep up with the infrastructure improvements that we did to this area. So this just gives you an overview here that Columbia Boulevard, the existing Columbia Boulevard, is a solid blue line. And then rather than the old Columbia Boulevard name being on that remnant street that's shown in pink there, we want to change that name and the name of the street in pink to Columbia Boulevard, or excuse me, Columbia Court. And we basically want to swap names there so that the new portion of Columbia Boulevard that's shown in that dash blue line really becomes Columbia Boulevard and gets renamed from Columbia Parkway, because that area in pink that still carries the Columbia Boulevard name has a much lower traffic volume and is mainly just used for local access. And then similarly, that dash green segment that you see, which again is an old remnant area of Columbia Boulevard, we want to rename that to 92nd Drive because that's a connection to the new Northeast 92nd Drive to the north. And then last but not least, that orange line that you see there to the south, which is Killingsworth, would change to Lombard. And this kind of gives you a ground view of what we're talking about. So the upper left picture you see there, if you're headed southbound on I-205, you see the sign there is from Killingsworth Street. People are really expecting to go to either Columbia or Lombard, not Killingsworth. If you look at that picture in the upper right, you can see that where that split is, the street to the left, instead of being Killingsworth, would be Lombard. And then that street coming off to the right there, we would rename that from Columbia Boulevard to 92nd Drive. And then the picture shown in the lower right is another example of that old remnant Columbia Boulevard with very low traffic volumes on it. That would become Columbia Court. And then last but not least, the picture in the lower left shows the main five-lane arterial coming off of I-205. The irony of this is that overhead sign that you see there on the right says Northeast Columbia Boulevard, but it's pointing to a street that is not actually Columbia Boulevard. It's pointing to a street that's actually Columbia Parkway. So we just simply want to rename that to Columbia Boulevard and bring it in line with what the street name is shown on the overhead sign. And then the other big piece of this, and this is really the heavy lift on the project, we have a wonderful partnership going with ODOT. They've just been incredibly collaborative and responsive on this project. Hats off to them. So when you change the name of Killingsworth Street to Lombard Street, then we have to also change the freeway signs. And this is a good thing because this is the perennial source of confusion that people drive on 205 and they're trying to get to Lombard Street, but the signs all say Killingsworth Street. So one of the major aspects of this project is changing these 10 freeway signs that you see on the right side so that Killingsworth is changed to Lombard. And then just to wrap this up, this is the final slide. The table at the top just shows you, just kind of recap for you all the street names that are changing. So you can see that Columbia Boulevard becomes 1.8 miles longer and Lombard Street becomes 1.6 miles longer as well. Columbia and Lombard are the third and fourth longest street names by name in the city of Portland. So those would still remain in that ranking of third and fourth place. Marine Drive and Burnside are the first and second longest streets in the city of Portland. That wouldn't change either. And then Killingsworth, trivia point here for you, but Killingsworth is currently the 42nd longest street in the city of Portland. And I think what that really speaks to is people are really looking, as they're driving on I-205, they're looking for streets that are long and connect to a lot of destinations. And Lombard Street clearly fits that bill as the fourth longest street in the city of Portland. Killingsworth does not. And then if you look at the slide there at the bottom, you can see where we did some traffic counts along these various alignments. You can see that the future Lombard Street at 82nd Avenue has the highest traffic volume by far of all of the street segments, 37,000 daily trips a day. So we really felt like it made sense to attach a street name to exit 23B on I-205 that really corresponded to where most of the traffic was going. And then if you look there at the bottom, you can see what we think was the neighborhood collector portion of Killingsworth Street, not the five-lane section, but the quiet neighborhood stretch where people are really thinking when they see that Killingsworth Street sign. That only has 12,000 trips a day. So the street renaming is really in line with both the lengths of streets and the traffic volume as well. If you just refer back up to the chart on the top there, you can see that equity was a really big piece of what we were doing here. You know, really the way the street naming system in this area currently works, we're sort of literally telling people to get lost in diverse and underserved neighborhoods. And we really want to change that so that people can wayfind their way around our diverse neighborhoods much more efficiently. You see that most of those equity scores are up in the 8, 9, 10 range on a 3 to a 10 scale. And then as Zeph mentioned earlier, almost all of these areas were annexed to the city in the past 35 years. And so we're just bringing the street names up to the same convention that you see in other parts of the city as well. So that concludes our presentation. We have a number of testifiers with us today, and Zeph and I are happy to answer any questions you might have.
All right, great presentation. Colleagues, any questions? Or anything else, Commissioner Udaly, you'd like to add? I thought you made a strong case. Carla, is there anybody signed up to testify on any of these items?
Yes, Mayor, we have six people, I believe, signed up.
Six people?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and give them 3 minutes each, please, name for the record.
The first person is Christopher Reinman.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you all hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so I had a quick question, if it's okay, before I started my testimony. I believe I heard at the beginning of this meeting that there was a time for, like, open public testimony. Is that true?
Yep, it has to be related to the subject at hand, so.
No, I understand that, sorry, in the, or I understand that now, I should say. When I was initially signing up, I thought that there was no option for that, so I just signed up for the last one.
So it's a little weird, Christopher. There is a separate, so you can testify on the first readings of ordinances and resolutions as you're doing now. There's also something called communications that can be on.
Okay.
And people sign up for communications in advance as well. And that can be on anything anybody wants to talk about.
Well, in that case, I don't want to be disrespectful to the process. My testimony does not relate to this. So
okay.
I will respectfully, you know,
back off. And Carla, who's our council clerk, she can reach out to you and get you on for a communication slot if you'd like that.
That would be great.
Mayor, I would also say if it's inviting, he could actually email it to all of us.
Yeah, good point, Commissioner.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. I will definitely do that.
Yeah, we definitely read them. We definitely read them. Thanks, Chris.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Next, we're going to go with Larry Mackin.
Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, my name is Larry Mackin, owner of Mackin's Auto Body. We've been in business in the Portland area since 1945, over 75 years. We have a location on Cully Boulevard. We have a collision repair shop, Mackin's Auto Body, and I'm very much a proponent and supportive of the name change. So that's about all I have to say. Our customers have a difficult time finding our location, and it can be a bit difficult at times, so I'm definitely supportive. That's all I got.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony and support. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, next we'll go with Stephen Yet.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Stephen.
I am Stephen Yet, and I'm the managing member of Wynn Investments LLC. And we own property along Northeast Portland Highway. And an item specifically for 581, we own property on east and west of Northeast Cully Boulevard and abutting the north right-of-way line. And looking at this proposal, we find we have, it says zero effect on our operations, and so we have no opposition.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Next is Mike Vial.
Hi, Mike. You with us?
Yes. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? My name is Mike Vial. It's V as in Victor, I-A-L. I'm the chairperson of the St. John's Neighborhood Association. The plan here was presented at a neighborhood association meeting a few months back, and the reception to the proposal was positive. There were no negative responses. I think everybody was either in favor or indifferent to the proposal, and I think it makes sense for our neighborhood.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Pia Welch.
Hi, Pia. Pia, you're still muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, loud and clear.
Good afternoon. Thank you, everyone, for your time. I just wanted to say that very strong support for this project. When Andrew first brought up yet another good idea to clean this up, I turned it over to our drivers who have to negotiate around this area and our dispatchers. And we went through the streets, and it'll be a great improvement to getting around and locating places, particularly the 42nd overpass and the exit signs on 205 and straighten out Killingsworth to Northeast Lombard. So I appreciate the efforts and work on this project. Thank you.
Thanks, Pia.
Corky Collier.
Hi, I'm Courtney Collier, Executive Director of the Columbia Corridor Association, and I thought I had a short testimony, but mine's gonna, everybody else has blown me out of the water. I want to thank you for taking the time on this issue. With everything going on right now, it may seem silly to spend time on a street renaming project, or maybe it's the perfect time. This is something that's going to considerably improve wayfinding in Portland. It has virtually zero opposition. It comes with very little cost and a unique cost-sharing agreement with ODOT, thanks to Andrew Abbey. And it's a wonderful example of city staff noticing a problem and without prompting, finding a solution. Thanks to Zeph Wagner for that. Above all that, it just simply makes common sense. My suggestion is to approve this and have a good smile. Thanks.
Boy, if only every day was like this, right? Thank you. Appreciate it, Corky.
That's all I show, Mayor.
All right, very good. Thank you, everybody, for your testimony. Thank you, Andrew and Zeph, for your great work on this. Commissioner Udaly, anything else on this?
Oh, gosh. Since we're not voting today, I will just say thank you to everyone who came to support the item. Thank you also to Andrew Abbey and Zeph Wagner. This was my longtime neighborhood. It's where my grandfather lived when I was a kid, and it's where my family's business was for three generations. And I'm glad to finally know I'm not the only one that has a hard time navigating it. That is just pretty wacky. And I often think it is amazing that we have existed as a city for as long as we have, and there are still issues like this for us to clean up. So I want to just appreciate your work on this, and I'm glad we're getting it taken care of.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Hardesty, you have your hand up.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. I'd like to move we add an emergency clause so we can just get this off our agenda.
Is there any reason, legal counsel, why we could not do that?
We don't have four people.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a good one.
I forgot.
I know.
That is a very good reason. I forgot Commissioner Fritz is not in this afternoon. Very good. See, you try to do a good deed. No good deed goes unpunished. Okay. See you next week.
At least, Commissioner, we're consistent. That's the important.
That is true. Thank you. Right. Excellent testimony, I will say. And this is the first time in a long time that everybody spoke on one issue and they were succinct and used less than a minute to make their point. I applaud you all. Thank you.
Agreed. So, ordinance number 577, 578, 579, 580, 581, 582, 583, 584, and 585 are all non-emergency first readings of ordinance. They now move to second reading. And Robert, you have no objection to the way I did that, I take it?
No, sir.
Good. And I noticed Commissioner Fritz is connecting to the audio. I don't know if she, why don't we hang out for a sec and see if she connects and if there's something she wanted to say. Assuming she can connect. Yeah, okay. Well, at any rate, that completes our business for this afternoon. Thank you, everybody. We are adjourned.